Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood and to the podcast, Super Mama's Podcast, with your favorite host, myself, Paulina Lopez. And I am riding solo today. My partner, my co-host, my ride and die, my sister, Bricia, is not here with us today. As you guys know, she is still going on her book tour, doing a bunch of stuff. And honestly, I don't even know how that girl's doing it right now. She has a lot going on, and so she's not here today, but I am, and I am super excited, and I'm just coming back from my anniversary trip. I went to New York with my husband. We are actually, don't tell anybody yet, nobody really knows this, people at work don't know this, but I am actually going to do a double anniversary trip. This is the first one. Maybe you know, maybe you don't know, but my husband and I actually met 20 years ago in Oaxaca during Mexican Independence Day. So that's our first anniversary that we just celebrated. Then we got married 10 years later on September 20th. So this is my 20th anniversary together, 10 years married. And then we actually got married, which is a crazy story. I will say legally married, I guess, because we first did the religious ceremony in December. So we're going on a second trip. Why not? It's been 20 years. We deserve it. I think definitely having a long-term relationship is freaking hard. We've had plenty of ups, plenty of downs. It's a lot of work, but yeah, we made it. So we got a lot to celebrate. And we're still deciding. Most of our decisions of where we go, where we travel to, are based solely on food, guys. Like, we do the touristy stuff, but the things that we do is, what are the best places to eat near me? What are the must tries? What are the best bites? And that's how we did New York. New York, we did it around food, and we made our decisions of where to go based on the places that we needed to try. We tried all the amazing stuff. We did the bagels and lox. I did sable fish, which I've never had before, which was amazing. The pickles. You know, we did the pizza at Roberta's. Delicious, freaking delicious. Went to Brooklyn. We did the Chinese food. We did the New York cheesecake. I mean, we really go after the food. We tried the street food. And I mean, we had the most amazing time. We stayed at a really great hotel. Shout out to the Roxy Hotel. This hotel is amazing if you guys are in town with your partners. I totally recommend this hotel. This hotel has a jazz bar, a bar. It has a nightclub. It's happening. It's right in Tribeca. And it was so fun. It was amazing. The service was incredible. It was an all-in-one hotel. So you walk a lot in New York. So we were kind of tired towards the end of the night. We would go sit at the bar, have a drink, then go listen to some jazz. We got to go dancing. I mean, we did it all. We did do the touristy thing. My favorite part of my whole trip in New York was visiting the Met. Amazing, amazing museum. It is incredible, incredible. Everything that we saw. I mean, I need a full episode to tell you everything that we did. We walked a lot. We did a lot. We went in the subway. It was great. We ate a lot. So yes, that was a weekend that is part one of my anniversary trip. And you know, why not? We need to celebrate love. I think definitely post-pandemic, I've seen that there's a lot of struggles in relationships, just overall relationships, you know, with your partner, with your friends, with everyone. So we are being mindful to take care of our time together and each other. And yeah. And with that in mind, actually, we have an amazing guest today who is all about love and relationships and sex, which is a great topic that we love to talk here on the show. There was lots of it in my trip. I should say that. I mean, it is our 20th anniversary, guys. Anyway, low-key just put that out there. This week on the show, we have Rebecca Alvarez Story, who is a great friend, an amazing human being, and the CEO and co-founder of Bloomy, who believes is the key to improving intimacy and learning the holistic sex education that many of us never received. As a nationally sought after sexologist and developer of clean intimate care products, she helps people understand that sex can be fulfilling by taking the initiative to learn more about their evolving bodies and needs. Rebecca is a BIPOC and Latinx entrepreneur and pioneer in the intimate health space. She graduated from UC Berkeley with a major in sexual wellness that she created and holds a master's in sexuality studies. This is a very interesting conversation that stemmed from an event that I attended with her, where she talked about many things that you can do with your partner. I really feel that you need to really get to know your body. You really need to get to know your partner. And sex is just not the act of sex, but I think like the intimacy behind it, the trust that you can create around it, and the connections are the most important thing. So she is here to tell us all about that. She's here to talk about Bloomy at Target. Please, guys, go and get your products on Target. Let's support Bloomy. Let's support Rebecca. Let's keep those Latinx brands on shelves, on stream stores like Target. Please, let's support. And without further ado, here is our interview with Rebecca Alvarez Story from Bloomy. Welcome to the show once again, Rebecca Alvarez Story. How are you, my friend, mi amiga? ¿Cómo estás, señora de oro?
I know, right? Everyone's asking me what that is. Hi, you guys. It's so good to see you again.
We went into this beautiful trip to Oaxaca, which happened when people talk about serendipitous moments, I think that is a trip that was definitely a serendipitous moment and how it all came to be. We planned a trip out of nowhere in a very magical dinner put together by our friend Ana Flores. Hi, Ana.
What's up, girl?
What's up, girl? We met at a random time, at a random day many, many months ago. And we were talking about lots of things. And we were like, we should just do a trip, like a very magical trip with only women. And it's one of those things where people always tell me like, yeah, we should go to Oaxaca. Mm-hmm. We should. But that day, we all pulled our phones out. We put our calendar. And for some reason, we had already, that weekend was already planned out, right? Like you had already put that date aside for yourself.
It was so trippy. Yes. On my calendar, I put hold out of office trip. So it was for me to try to do a trip. And I did not remember. That was like a year ago that I put that. But yeah. I remember talking to Anna. I was like, Anna, if we do a dinner, let's just do like a good friend, don't have to talk about work, good vibes, hangout. And then it just kept going. Then we were like, let's do a trip. Okay, let's pull out the phones. And we did the trip. It was freaking magic.
Such a beautiful trip. We had an amazing time. I think I talk about this trip all the time. And I think it was a precursory to a lot of things that were going to happen in our lives. I think all of us, everybody that was involved in that trip, like we went and we kind of got filled with good energy. And then we came back to shit storms all over the place. We came back to stuff like right away. So that was a very magical trip. I remember when we got to Oaxaca, one of my cousins was there. I don't know if I share this story, but one of my cousins was there and she was talking about the Guelaguetza. The Guelaguetza was going to happen like a few weeks after. And she was talking about how she was so amazed that this year La Reina Centeotl was going to have una señora grande como participando. Did I tell you the story, Bricia?
No.
She was like, este año sí voy a ir a ver a la diosa Centeotl porque va a haber una señora grande ya en el evento, ya participando, right? And we're like there, we're listening, and I was like, oh, wow, that's so awesome. Like, una señora, and I'm thinking like una viejita, you know, like, una señora mayor del pueblo que va a participar. I was like, that's so beautiful. You know, una señora va a hacerlo. And then I was like, how old is she? And she said, oh, tiene 42 años. Yeah. And she was like, es una señora grande. And all of us that are there were like, wait a minute. We are all about the same age and we are not señoras grandes. And she was like, no, pero es que ustedes son diferentes, you know? And then anyway, so that was how we came up with that. Las señoras
grande de oro. Mm-hmm. The golden girls, but Latina style.
So this is the new generation of señoras. Here we are. We have arrived. We are here.
The trip was magical, Paulina.
It was really magical.
People were kind of watching some of the stuff we were sharing, but we were actually trying to be very present and we were having a great time. It's hard as entrepreneurs to unplug, así. And I think we did a really good job. It was just very, there were so many synchronicities, we say. Patricia, where were you? Where was I?
I don't know, but you couldn't make it to the dinner. Yeah. And then you went somewhere.
My summer has been quite eventful. So I think I must have been traveling or something. I don't know. I have to look at my calendar to see where I was.
Somewhere in the world. Yeah.
I'm excited to have you here and talk about all the amazing things that you're doing.
Let's talk about where we can get ourselves a Blumi toy. Self-massager / intimate. What do you want to call them?
Devices.
There you go. Devices. Let's talk about number one, where we can get Blumi devices and how all of our moms can go get one today. Target, correct? Every yes. Target? Which aisle? Where can we find them? Like, let's talk about that.
Okay. And we actually did a little post because people sometimes don't know where to find us. It's by the pharmacy in the pleasure section. Sometimes it's called sexual health and then sometimes it's called family planning. I know that's so sometimes, right? It's for pleasure, but we are in 1,500 stores. So the chances are that there is a local one that has your products. But the way you can find it is go to the Target app and type in Blumi and then see what pops up locally. If you don't have one local, you can still shop online at Target.com or our website. But right now we're really pushing people to go to Target.
Also, if you're traveling with your device and you forget your charger, you can always count on a Target to go get yourself a charger.
You know, it's been actually really fun 100%. To see this. There's been people that have been buying them as gifts for friends, like on birthdays or wellness retreats or bachelorette parties. But really, you can buy it as a gift for a girlfriend just because. I've seen so many amazing posts about it. It's just a non-traditional gift.
Let's normalize that gift. Please give me that gift.
I mean, I'm all about those gifts. I want every single one of those gifts because you never know when you might need it. You know, you were talking about, Brisa was talking about traveling and stuff, and I'm doing some traveling myself. My anniversary is coming up and I'm traveling. Do people usually travel with devices? And is it like one of those times where, yeah, you're at the airport and they open your bag and they're like, oh, what is this? All these things. No. Like, what's the best way to travel with those things?
Well,
I don't know, you know?
Yes, it's a good question. To be perfectly honest, we have already thought through this because it happened to me. Before I started the company, I had embarrassing moments, like more than one, but I tell the story about the TSA all the time. It went off in the
tell
suitcase.
Tell the story, I want to hear it.
So I was traveling with toys, multiple brands of toys, right? And I was going on a trip and I checked in my bag and one of them turns on. So it turns on and the person that was checking my bag looks at me and I was like, oh my God, it is what you think it is. What would you like me to do? And they all just look at each other so embarrassed. And they were like, let's just leave it. So there goes my suitcase rolling on the little
vibrating.
Thing, all vibrating. But I have to tell you, like for me, it was funny.
Was it a woman?
No, it was a guy. It was a guy.
Oh. And like there was... Stop.
There was like a group of people that were just chuckling, laughing. But I was like, okay, that would be really embarrassing if you're not used to it.
It is a real thing, see?
Yeah. So all of our toys have travel mode, which means you can put it on travel mode. You push two buttons and then no matter what button gets pushed, it won't turn on. But what you could also do is just know that.
That's good to know. I didn't even know it had
that
travel
is
mode.
I didn't even know that. See?
Wow. And also, if that ever happens to you where it turns on because you forget, you can just do what I sense it. It is what you think it is. What would you like me to do? But the travel mode is nice. And then because it's lithium battery inside, it's TSA friendly. So you can actually take it on your carry-on, the bolsa, whatever, if you want to just go through with your stuff and not check in a bag.
I don't know what's best, girl, if I carry on my carry-on and then like we're opening right in front of everyone, you know? I mean, I have a very healthy life, you know, very yes. healthy lifestyle. I don't know what to say. But I love that. You know, now we know that there is travel mode on all the Bloomy toys. So that's amazing.
There's travel mode.
Yes. And I want to actually go into the conversation about being on these big retailers. I know, like, every time you've come on the show, we've celebrated all of those great marks on your company. And I think we're always here to celebrate you. But I think, like, it's really healthy to talk about the challenges that also come with being in a retailer of this size. I think mm-hmm. people see you and say, oh my God, she's already in all these places. That must be so amazing. She's killing it and she's sleeping well at night, every single night. But they don't really know everything that happens behind the scenes. And I think that's one of the conversations that I wanted to have with you today.
Yeah.
Because it's real, right? Like, entrepreneurial struggles are real and no one really wants to talk about them. So mm-hmm. let's dive in. I am very interested in knowing in the conversations that we've had offline about what does that mean for Bloomy? What does it mean for a brand new company, for a company that's breaking barriers and you're being the first one out there to do something like this? What does it mean? What does mm-hmm. it look like? And how are you working through everything that's happening?
Oh, so many things. Okay, so I'm going to go back a little bit and just share like how we got to retail and why. So I really wanted us to launch in Target because of what it represents for me, the accessibility, the normalization of like, if I'm going to go get groceries and get school supplies for my kids, I'm going to throw in a pleasure product in the cart. Yeah, it's just, we're normalizing it. So that was the power of going into Target for me. And it does represent a lot just in terms of, I'm the first in my family to go to college, first in my family to create something like this, the first in my family to raise venture. Like, there's so many things that I've been the first of. And for me, being in Target, it's a blessing. We expanded last year. So we launched in 1,000 stores. Then we went up to 1,500 stores this year. But what's been happening also behind the scenes is that what people may not see is that our brand doesn't get to participate in a lot of things because of the category that we're in. So something like Hispanic Heritage Month, there's nothing we can participate in. And so it's hard to be in this category just because of all of the, there's a lot of like negative messaging or just trolls out there. There's just people that are like really mean, right? But then on top of that, from a business standpoint,
like people purposely say we don't want this product.
Oh yeah. Like you're... I've gotten like death threats because of the work that I do.
What?
And it's just one of those things where
death threats, girl, it is not that serious. Whoever sent that out, come on.
That's what I want to tell them. But I feel like
what the heck?
People who are very anti sex positivity or believe that we should have abstinence only education. And I'm doing the opposite of that. They do not like what we're doing, but I can tell you based on personal experience, research, all of the things, like we need comprehensive sex ed. We need these products. We need people talking about it because for me, not talking about sex and not talking about sex positivity, to me, it's dangerous. It means that people 100%. Don't have information, can't make decisions that are super informed. There's so many like real implications of it. But to go back to it, so at retail, like I love Target, but I just feel like it's been harder than what I think people may think because they'll see, you know, a fun viral post, which it is fun. It is fun, but we're really fighting to have the same sort of access.
Visibility.
Right, right. We are. And I think it's kind of added up over the last 2 years where Bloomy is considered an indie brand, which means we're emerging, we're growing, right? We're a small brand. And we're competing next to the legacy brands that are billion-dollar brands. And they spend hundreds of millions on marketing. So there's no way that I'm going to be able to compete one-on-one to them. We're being asked to. And so I kind of feel like it's unfair the way that some of these big companies may view indie brands. And so right now is like a really important month. I've shared with both of you, but Target has told us like they're not sure if they want to move forward with indie brands in this category. It's so frustrating. Mm. And so what we want to do, what I want people to do is know like, it does matter if you support Bloomy at Target, especially right now. And the way that we show them that it's meaningful to have brands like this is by purchasing. Like that's what they're waiting to see. And it's not that sales are bad. That's what's also frustrating. It's like we've been growing, we're optimizing, we're pushing super hard, but it's just life is unfair.
And I know that being in retail is really hard and it's also really unfair in our category, but we're trying our best.
I mean, I totally agree with you. I think that is so completely unfair. But it also talks about the kind of world that we live in. You know, Brice and I grew up with zero sex education. And it's still a very taboo subject to really talk about. And I think you being a pioneer in this space comes with its struggles. But we've had conversations offline where we talk about, like, it's one step at a time, one day at a time, one struggle at a time. And you've come this far. I have no doubt that you will continue to thrive, because if there were like a bigger company, like you were saying, and they were to come in and just invest more money in it, people would be like, oh, that's fine. But they just, it's such an unfair, unbalanced space. And it's great that we talk about, because that way we know that what we need to do to support companies like yours is we have the spending power. We are the consumers, and the community strength behind the company always shows. People support you. People support it. I think it's just about spreading the word. And that's why I wanted to share this message with the listeners, because we spend a lot of money on things, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be more mindful about the products that we spend our money on, because you can decide which product do I want and who do I want to support. And I think it's important that we know that just because a company is already on a big retailer doesn't mean that it's a free ride. We know we're working with Costco as well. So it's not like, okay, we're there and that's it. We just sit down and wait for sales to happen. Like, we continuously have to do the work and push and see and this and that. And it's, yes, getting there is actually like the goal, but actually also staying there, mm-hmm. and being heard of and being participants of everything that comes with being in these big retailers, it's a big responsibility.
I know we need more underrepresented brands in these stores, in these big stores, like queer community, Black founders, Latino founders, Indigenous. We need a lot to just get through that door, and being the first sometimes is so much work. So I feel like for me, I have two things that are my responsibility. Now that I'm there, it's like I have to try to get more Latina brands on the shelf, underrepresented brands on the shelf, which I do, and I volunteer to help founders all the time. But then I think the second thing that I'm trying to be better about is I need to ask for help, because there's no one else like me that's doing this. And so it's very unique. And so I have reached out to a lot of people to get their feedback, and staying at retail is really hard if you don't have a ton of marketing spend. So that's where we're at. I'm not a salesperson. I'm an educator. So I just want to be like, dude, these products are so good for us to just have handy. If you already have them, buy them for your tia, your cousin, your friend, your partner, whoever. So that's what I really want, big picture, right? But I think if I had an ask, it would be that this month is a great month to support the brand.
100%. I agree. I have three daughters, and I want for them to have a different experience than I have. I think, like, for us, it was very fear-based. I mean, at least personally, for me, everything around sex were very, like, fear-based because of my parents. And in that aspect, they're still very conservative till this day. So it was fear, right? I was afraid. I was afraid of my dad. And so therefore, I was like, So I didn't really get to really explore, get to know myself, because I thought it was bad, it was dark, it was all negative. And so now when I have conversations with my daughters, or with my daughter, my oldest daughter, because she's already in middle school, I realize that still till this day, and you and I have had this conversation, Rebecca, there's a lot of misinformation, even till this day, with young girls, you know, even just basic stuff as like their period and like, why does it happen? When does it happen? What does it mean? All these feelings that they're having. We were talking about, like, the other day I was downloading an app for her to keep track of her cycles, and we were going through it, and there was like a part there that said moods, and then it was like horny, and she was like, horny is a mood, you know? So we had to have that conversation about, like, yes, you know, feeling horny is a mood. And she was like, what does that mean? You know? So she had all these questions, and I've had to, like, move my uncomfortableness to the side, because I want her to feel like this is normal. And those conversations about, like, pleasure
and like you should focus on your pleasure. To me, it's still a little bit like, queasy, but I definitely want her to have a different sense of what it means for her to really be in control of her own body and not having to wait for someone else. Because I think that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. You expect the other person. And like, if you don't know yourself, you don't know what you want. And so we're starting to go into that space. I'm starting to go into that space myself with my own daughter. And those are very interesting conversations that I never got to have in like all my life. I never really got to have those conversations with anyone. And everything that I learned through my friends, which was not the best information, you know? So I love the conversations that you're putting out there. I really love it because as a parent, it empowers me. You know, if I'm in control of my own body at my age, then I am able to give that information to my daughters. And I think that's what we're doing. We're changing generations, whole generations of women.
You're being such a great progressive mom, Paulina. Both of you are. Just being able to answer their questions. Just answering it, I think you're making a difference in like, they're going to be able to trust you, ask you more questions. You have open communication. It really does make a difference. And if something is ever happening that isn't so great, they will also come to you, which is refreshing. Yes. And like important for us.
Yes. And, you know, talking about those conversations, I attended one of your gatherings, local gatherings. And I got to give a shout out to your husband. Because he was attentive and like taking his own notes. And I was like, wow, look at him. I love it. I love that you made that event for couples. I think people underestimate how important sex is in a relationship. I know it's not the main thing, but it's very important. That connection between your spouse makes a huge difference. I know a lot of friends that tell me, or people, women that I know that tell me, oh, you know, I haven't had sex with my husband in over 6 months. And I'm like, Dios mío, what?
A lot of people tell me that too. It's there. We talked about it. People are struggling right now. We could get into
that
too.
People are struggling. I think post-pandemic, I really feel like, yes, the pandemic is over, but the struggles of the pandemic were barely seen. And one of those is crisis and relationships, space that grew between people during the pandemic, mental health, all of those things that are happening, and how you can actually help, because this is healthy. Like getting a toy for me and my husband is healthy. It's a healthy mm-hmm. way of connecting with each other. And uh-huh. it's fun. I want to see what you are seeing out there and how Bloomie can help us have better relationships.
Okay. So in general, I'll say couples or people who are partnered, long-term partnerships. I feel like there is a lot of struggle going on, and there is a big percentage of people that I'm working with like one-on-one, or they're coming to Bloomie with these personal stories, who are not engaging in anything that's intimate and feels good with their partner. So much time goes by. And we've talked about this, but it's actually, you know, the frequency of sex doesn't have to be super often. The most mm-hmm. common amount is like 2 to 3 times a month. That's the average. And you don't have to be the average. So I think what's happening is a lot of people will go there like 2, 3, 4 weeks. And then before they know it, they're like 2 months in, haven't engaged in intimacy. They're starting to notice, don't know how to get it back, feel frustrated with their partner about it. And then it just creates space between both of you to the point where 3 months can go by, 5 months can go by, and you're not engaging in stuff that's making you feel good. You don't get that like sex release. And I do think it's related to like leftover COVID stuff. I also think that people are like really tired. And when you're really tired, it impacts your libido, and you don't have the energy to do nice things for your partner when you're wiped out and on E. So I always say, like, start with you first. Like, what can we do to get a little bit of energy back into you? Do you literally just need to go sleep in a hotel for 24 hours? Like, what do you need? Mm-hmm. I've done that. My husband's done that. Yes. Just to like regroup, right? Or send the kids out for the day with another adult, and like you stay at home and just rejuvenate. And then once you do that, I feel like couples, the main thing that they can start with, it's not even like the hardcore schedule the sex and do all this sexology stuff. It's be nice to each other and have fun. What is the 1 to 2 minute sweet thing you can do for your partner that will make them feel loved? And if you do a few of those during the day, by the time it's like evening or you have that alone time together, you want to connect with them. Like you actually feel drawn to them. And that's how intimacy and that whole spark gets started.
I love that. During that conversation that you had at your event, you had a yes and no list. Can we talk about that list, please? Because there were some words in there that I was like, I still have a lot of territory to cover in my life.
So Bloomy hosts these events, and sometimes I'll host them on my own. They're called Intimate Talk, or they're called Sip and Learns. And basically, I'll do like a masterclass or a sexology session for people to feel like they're getting adult sex education. We usually give away fun product and then questions. We didn't cover as many questions at the event because it was running kind of long and it was like night and there was a DJ. So, you know, it was like a whole vibe.
It was drinks. Yeah.
Aphrodisiacs in your drinks. But we did that yes, no, maybe list that some people, when I tell them to do this, they roll their eyes at me. They're like, oh, a list. You're giving me homework. But what we did at the event is I said, I have the list here and I want you to write down three things that are yeses. You're like, oh, yes, I want to do this. Three things that are maybes for you. And three things that you're like, nope, not happening. Those are hardcore no's. And my husband was also doing it too. Like we do this probably every 6 months. And I think couples should redo it every so often. So I have it. We can do some and go through
yes,
the list.
Let's do some.
Okay. So for people who are listening, you can do this on your phone on a note.
Okay.
Or on your journal. And I'm going to read a couple of intimacy or sex acts. And what you need to do is just write down three that are interesting to you. Put them on your yes, three maybes, and then three like hardcore no's. You ready?
Yes.
We're doing this in real life, in real time.
In real life.
We're doing this in IRL.
I'm going to read them a little bit fast, but not too fast. And then we can talk about the process. Anal sex.
Paulina is so excited right now. Like her face, I wish y'all could like see what I was. She's like, okay, I'm ready. What? She has like her pants. She's like, let's go.
I got my yellow pen.
It's nice right, and yellow and happy.
It's okay. My happy pen.
Okay, yellow is a happy color. Okay, we said anal. Asphyxiation or choking.
Asphyxiation. Oh, okay.
Biting. Blended orgasms.
I don't know what that means.
Blended orgasms is when you're having like two orgasm types at the same time.
I mean, I didn't even obviously know. Yes, but like, how does that work? Actually, I do know how.
What are the type of orgasms?
Yeah.
Okay, so the most common one is like nipple stimulation with clitoral stimulation, and you can orgasm individually from each, but you do it together. Or penetrative sex, but you're also stimulating the clitoris. Or G-spot orgasm,
got it.
But you're also...
Yeah.
I've done those.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Body massage. Deep breathing. Fingering.
Deep breathing.
Okay. So I just... You know how I had to prop my mic here on this book? I think everyone should check out this book. Sayama Urban Tantra. It talks about erotic massage, which is also on the list, and deep breathing and how it can be really great for building your sexual energy. Solita or with your partner. Okay, I'm going to read a couple more. G-spot stimulation. Massaging inner thighs. Phone sex. Post-shower intimacy. Reading erotica together.
My yes list has already, it's overloaded.
Okay, I'm going to do two more. Slow sex.
Okay.
And using lube.
Oh, those are all yes. I only had I don't know about the asphyxiating. I don't know how I feel about that. I think that's maybe in my no list.
Okay. And that's good. It's like sometimes when we start to go into like kink or BDSM, when we're talking about choking or some scratching or hair pulling, fisting, like that kind of stuff. Sometimes people like they get a little hot and they're like, wait, what? But there's a whole world, everyone. There's a whole world of lots of different things you can try.
I'm sure. I mean, there is. This is like more for like couples, right? This is like couples. But what happens when you're like, when you do leave that day on your own to that hotel for that whole day, when you want to be by yourself, things that you need to do to learn about your own body on your own to like explore. What are some tips that you give women that maybe what they need to do is just work on their own confidence, right? Because I think a lot of it is also confidence. A lot of it is just like, oh my God, you know. my body is not the best and that I don't know how to do this or I don't know how to do that. Like, what are some things for women to do on their own in that time that they have?
Depending on how much time you have, I'll give some ideas here. But first, I think it's always important to start with grounding yourself. Let's say you do the 24-hour hotel thing for just you, right? You book a night and there's a nice pool and you're going to lounge. Grounding yourself is going to be important so you get rid of some of that stress and you feel like you're back in your body. Meditating a few minutes, sitting outside, laying on the grass, literally grounding can be really good for you. And then from there, I would be okay with mixing up things that are not sexual and things that are sexual. So what do you want to do? Read a book, lay out in the sun, go for a swim, take a nap. That's going to make you feel nice. And then exploring your body, I would bring the lubes, bring a water, bring an oil-based lube. The oil is great for the shower. Bring it in the shower, bring it in the bathtub. It'll slip and it won't wash off right away. You can rub your body. You can rub your clitoris. You can just like give yourself a massage. And then the water-based one, you can use it outside the shower. Let's say it's like bedroom or chair. And just try different touches on you, different speeds, different. Look at Paulina's face. She's like, yes, keep going.
I'm just like, I'm like, okay, taking notes.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So it's kind of like just like give yourself some grace to like, this is not just like a 24-hour sex session. It's going to be like, feel nice, get some rest, explore your body. Slow is good. Bring the toys. Listen to erotica. Bring a romance book. I don't care. Like anything that's like puts you in the mood, right? A good arousal oil, all of those things.
Yeah. And I actually, I mean, honestly, not just because you're here, but I love all your products. I really do. And I use them. I use your lubes. Even since before you were in Target, you know, the personal oil, like the lubricant, they're always been so great. They're really quality products. But let's say I have a very shy girlfriend who has experienced toys. Like what is the, out of the line, the products that you have, which one is your favorite? Which one would you gift a rookie? And then which one would you gift a pro? I think that's a good, because I want, you know, we want to make gift for our friends.
Okay. So let's see, if you have a really shy friend, I think you got to get them some staples. So a good water-based lube, and ours is organic and plant-based. It's like super simple, $10. And then the second thing, if they're open to toys, I would start with play, which is the little mini vibe. Just something fun to like get that sensation of vibration going. If you have a pro friend, honestly, I love recommending like the bundle that has one of every product, because we've launched a couple of new products and just letting them try and exploring the whole box. But Indulge is always a favorite. Indulge is that double-sided vibrator. One side vibrates and also hits the G-spot or P-spot. And then one side does not vibrate. So you can use either end.
Ooh, I am loving all of your commendations, Rebecca. Thank you so much. Because some people might get uncomfortable from our conversation, but I think that's what it's about, right? Like, and nobody grows in the comfort. Everybody grows being uncomfortable. So if this makes you a little bit uncomfortable, maybe it's time for you to learn and explore and go out there, go to Target, grab your lube and your toy. I love these products. I genuinely do. They're quality. They're affordable. Like I said, there are challenges, but I cannot wait to see what you do next, how you grow, how you move from, como se dice, from mark to mark to mark, because you have doing it. You know, from the first time that we spoke to today, you have done so much. I don't think there's any stop in the near side for you. I think you're going to keep growing and keep going. Plus, I love who you are, and I love that intention that you have in every one of your products and in your brand, and it shows. And you care about people, and that is very important. You can tell through your products. So please, ladies, go out there. Support Bloomy. Go to Target, grab your stuff. Let's show that the community is strong and will be in shelves for a long time.
Yes, let's channel the manifesting of that. Thank you, everybody who's already supporting the brand. I appreciate it, and I hope you guys are enjoying. Lots of pleasure. I think you guys, we just hit 25 million moments of pleasure created by Bloomy.
I love
it. It's really exciting. Lots of love and pleasure in the world, but we need more.
I love the idea of buying this as a birthday present for your friend. I gifted this to my sister
for her birthday. And I think, what was it, for Christmas? Or I think it was her birthday for sure. And I think it's just normal to do that as a gift. Yeah. I mean, you're already going to Target to buy things when you go and buy things for your girlfriend. And I think normalizing this is very, very important. So again, also, if you need an extra charger, you can always use an extra toy to lay around the house.
For sure. For sure. So if anybody wants to learn more about Bloomy, has more questions on asphyxiating, like, you know, that's one of the questions I have. If you have any questions about anything that we talked about, where can people find you? Where can they send you questions?
Wait, where are we going to talk about something else? Didn't you say that there was like a list of things?
We did it.
This is a list of things.
Oh, no. But you said it was like the licking or something like that. Weren't you guys talking about something?
Oh, I just didn't say the word licking. But there's a lot on this list. You know what we could do? I could send it to you guys, if you guys, the link to it, so you guys can have people look at all of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's.
Oh, the Kibbit method. Kibbit method.
Do you want to talk about it for a second?
Yeah. What is the Kibbit method?
That was like, I don't know. You guys were going somewhere, and I was like, what happened to that?
We get distracted sometimes. Okay. So, okay. When we're talking about, we're going to just go there. When we're talking about oral, I think there's a misconception that you just need to go really fast or go in circles or a lot of pressure.
What are we talking about? Who's doing to who? To me, to him, to her, to they? Like, what's happening here?
Whoever's doing oral on a woman, on a cis woman, there's a lot of assumptions that you should just do it a certain way. And there needs to be a lot of pressure, or the clitoris needs all the stimulation. That's not true. What you should try to do if your partner is a cis woman is take your time, because there's so many nerve endings in the vulva area, in the genital area. The clitoris was only designed for pleasure, but it can't get a ton of pressure on it all the time. Then it gets too sensitive. So the Kibbit method for oral is the partner of the woman is going to like basically use their tongue in a horizontal way. So it's hard to, yes. So let's say that the person,
I always say horizontal is like the horizon.
The horizon. They're going to basically stimulate on the horizon slowly, and they're going to try different sensations. And the job of the woman is to give them feedback. Like, that feels good. Softer, firmer, slower. Like, just, you could do one word, or if you don't want to talk and it's just feeling good, just enjoy it. But the Kibbit method goes horizontally. Versus a lot of people think you should always go up and down or just on the clitoris. So my takeaway here is oral, I think there's a lot of work to be done. I feel like it's almost underrated. And this method is one method that gets people to slow down and try going sideways instead.
Got it.
Let's go sideways, people.
There we go. I was like, I feel like that was like the one thing that we didn't like.
You're like, really, there was one thing I wanted to talk about and you didn't talk about it.
I didn't want to talk. I was just like, you guys were saying like, oh yeah, this. And I'm like, okay, I guess we'll get to that when we get to it. And then we were saying goodbyes. And I'm like, I feel like we're missing something.
Look at my yes list.
Yes, like, you have a healthy list, Paulina. But I will send it to you guys so that we can share it with everyone and they can do this on their own with their partner. It's a really fun date night thing. It's kind of silly, but it's actually going to make a big difference because you guys are going to get a lot of ideas.
My brother, when he had like a list of questions that you should talk about on a date, this was not what he was referring to. It was more, we're going to have a whole complete other list that we're going to talk about.
This is like the rated R version.
MA, TVMA. Well, thank you so much again, Rebecca. I love you. You are an amazing person. Truly, truly you are. I met you off camera, off work mode, and it was an amazing experience. And I wish you continued success. And please go support Bloomy, guys. Tag us, let us know. Maybe we should do a little giveaway for people that do that. You know, we'll put the details. We think about it. We'll put it on the details. And yeah, well, thank you so much for being here again.
Thank you for this real talk, some intimacy talk, some retail talk. I appreciate both of you. And thank you, everyone.
And we are back on the show. Honestly, just really love the way that she talks in this space. Growing up, I would say in a conservative household when it came to sex. It's very refreshing to have these conversations and to normalize it, because I do have three girls and I need to make sure that I feel prepared to answer any questions that they might have. So I do have a pick this week, and it is actually a Bloomy product. One of my favorite products, one of the first products that I tried from Bloomy, was actually the Desire Sensual Pleasure Oil. I have used it. It's one of my favorites. I have all the toys from Bloomy, honestly, guys. I have all of them. I have the lubricant, everything. I love every product. They're super clean. I also love the water-based personal lubricant. It's really great and great to travel with. But my favorite so far for sure is the Desire Sensual Pleasure Oil. Give it to a friend. Give it to yourself. Why not explore? Be more open-minded and explore. You will not regret it. You will enjoy it. And you know what? You don't have to tell anyone. This is a private thing that happens behind doors. Take the shame away from it. You don't have to publish it to the world. This is something with you and yourself, and that's it. So why not? What's wrong with that? Anyway, so thank you for being here today. Thank you for the time, for listening to myself, talking like crazy when I'm on myself. But that's it. That's the show for today. And we will see you here next week. Bricia will be back, and we'll continue on our conversation. Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at @_supermamas and on Twitter, also at @_supermamas, and in the face at supermamas podcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your super mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message, or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love, and
see you next week, super mamas!